We now have so many different nations living and intermarrying with one another. Can you see the time coming when the future inhabitants of this earth will be the same color and speak the same language? Do you think this is perhaps what God is leading us to?
No, not at all. It's the other way around. The Holy Quran categorically declares that from among the signs of Allah is the sign that He has created you in different colors and you speak different languages. So that sign will remain a potent sign forever and forever. This is the fate of mankind, and mankind would have to remain within that fate. It can't cross the barriers. The concept of unification or unity of mankind does not lie in the color and languages. Because if you accept that premise once, you will have also to accept the superiority of one color against the other, and which is against the fundamental teachings of the Holy Quran. If Allah ultimately has to choose one color for the whole mankind, it will have to be either black or white or yellow or red. Can't be everything. And if it is so, then whichever color Allah chooses would be considered superior to the other colors. While the Holy Quran says there is no superiority in any color or any race or anything. So it is against the very fundamental teachings of the Holy Quran. Moreover, intermixing produces a new color, but does not obviate the previous colors. So the color problem would continue, because intermixing can be between different color whites and the reds and the yellows and the blacks and so on and so forth, through permutation combination, so many different complexions come to be born that it's impossible to conceive of one single complexion for the whole mankind in future. Scientifically, it is impossible. So anyway, from a religious or scientific point of view, this is not the shape of things to come.